From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 27th day of March, 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers today after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. There will be light west winds becoming northwest at 9 to 14 miles an hour in the morning. Tonight, a slight chance of rain showers again before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 9 p.m. and midnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 29. We'll go over the rest of the week's forecast in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors are opposed to a proposal that would require counties to allow early voting up to 14 days preceding an election. The idea is being floated by State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, but it is not in the state budget. Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan called the proposal an unfunded mandate the county could not afford. Board of Elections Commissioner Jason Natsky called the proposal flawed and said the high cost of labor would make it cost prohibitive. Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett said she supports increasing voter participation but understands the county's concerns about the increased cost. That full story you will find in the Register Star. The Valley Alliance is taking issue with the Holcomb land transfer. Joe Gentile is writing in the Register Star that the Valley Alliance has challenged the legality of a land transfer approved by the Hudson Common Council. Hudson Mayor William Hallenbach was recently provided a legal memorandum prepared by the organization that makes the argument the Holcomb U.S. transfer of 9 acres of land at the city's waterfront was unauthorized, unlawful, and void. Holcomb U.S. is a division of the Swiss multinational Holcomb Corporation. The Valley Alliance claims city officials allegedly failed to supply sufficient information about what land would transfer and criticized the resolution for identifying the transaction as a Holcomb gift to the city in exchange for tax credits. City officials reserved comment pending a full review of the memorandum. That full story is also in the Register Star. Finally, it's spring and trout season is upon us. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that New York State's legal fishing season for trout will begin on Monday, April the 1st. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, with assistance from Greene County Federated Sportsmen, will begin stocking local waters with brown trout in 9 of the county's major streams and water bodies. The stocking typically begins in March, continuing into May and June. Some stocked trout will be in the 8 to 9 inch category, while others will be as large as 12 to 15 inches. The total anticipated count is more than 26,000 trout for Greene County, with the stretch of Schoharie Creek from Hunter to Jewett to Lexington targeted to receive 8,600 of those fish. That full story is in the Daily Mail. So it looks like we have a few more days of clouds and rain and snow showers before a quite sunny weekend. As the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers for today with a high near 47, and a slight chance of showers for tonight with a low around 29. For tomorrow, again, a slight chance of snow showers and then rain showers with a high near 49 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. And then here comes the sun. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. And for Easter Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 degrees. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, March the 27th, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.